and every one of you once again on the Pastor's Study. Last time we were together, we began a series on how to vote. How to vote. Not on who to vote for, but how to vote. After these studies, I pray that you should know according to the Word of God who to vote for, without mentioning any names. Amen. You know, what I find interesting today is people only want to use the Word of God for certain things. But you know something, my dear friend? The Word of God should be consulted on for everything in our lives as Christians. That's where we mess up, when we go to another source other than the book. So we're going to pick up, and again, looking at, from a biblical perspective, how we should vote. But before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I want to thank you today for being the great God that thou art. I thank you for your mercy and your grace. If it wasn't for your mercy and grace, we'd all be died in hell burning right now. Father, we thank you for your goodness, for your kindness, for your gentleness, for your faithfulness. Father, we thank you for being a righteous God, a holy God. Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit of God would be our guide and teacher today on the Pastor's Study. Help our hearts to be open to receive thy holy word today. Father, just use me as your vessel for your Holy Spirit to work through today. Help me to be a guide, as that Ethiopian eunuch needed a guide to show him, and Philip was provided to show him, to expound and to guide him in the scriptures. Help me to do that today for our listeners. Bless our listeners today. Encourage someone there that's discouraged. Lift them up. Bless them in a special way, Father. Touch them. Father, it be a lost soul that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. We pray that this would be the very day that they'd fall out with their wickedness and their sin, and fall in love with the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, whom to receive is to receive life eternal itself. Father, now we just pray and we ask all of these things in your Son Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen and amen. Now, we began to look at different issues that the candidates who are running for office, amen, usually have their positions, how they stand. But what we're interested in is, how does that candidate's position match up with the Bible? You know, we hear a lot of times today talking about crime, amen. And I think crime is rampant all over this country, and of course we know why. Because the heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Amen. And the only way that the heart of man can be changed is through the Lord Jesus Christ. So, we want to support, as Christians, we want to support candidates, amen, that support the death penalty for what we call premeditated murder. You know, it was planned out ahead of time. Or first-degree murder. God established government and gave government the authority to carry out capital punishment. Now, turn in your Bibles to Genesis chapter 9 with me. Amen. And, let me tell you right now, from the start, you need a King James Bible, amen? If you don't have the King James Bible, you got a counterfeit, amen? You got a phony in your hand, amen? You need the Word of God, that's the King James Bible. So when I have a turn, I say turn in the Word of God or your Bible, it's the King James Bible. Genesis chapter 9. Genesis chapter 9. Verse number 6. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man. Amen. Now, you can go through this Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and I don't see anywhere where God, amen, has repealed that. In other words, a life is to be taken. Amen. If that individual murdered another individual, premeditated murder, amen. That's the problem in our country today. You know, you have the so-called liberals running around calling the so-called religious right bigots, amen. You know, if you believe the book, amen, this world is going to call you a bigot. It's going to call you narrow-minded. Well, I want to be narrow-minded. If the Bible is narrow-minded on something, then I want to be narrow-minded. I don't care, you know, about getting the praise of men. I want the praise of God, amen, because that's the only thing that counts. You know, soon this life is going to be over, my dear friend. And the only thing that's going to last and going to remain is what you did for Christ. Amen. That's all that counts. Amen. You know, you need to be careful when you see the press. Amen. And I believe that the press is a puppet of the god of this world, Satan. When you see the press, the mediator, the media, you know, pumping up and supporting a certain candidate, beware. Amen. That would just be enough for me not to vote for that person. Amen. So we need to support candidates. Amen. That support the death penalty for premeditated murder. Amen. First degree murder. Now, another issue that we need to support candidates on is candidates who are against abortion. Why am I against abortion? Because the Bible is against abortion. Amen? Exodus chapter 20 in verse 15 says, "Thou shalt not kill." And that's true not only before the cross, but also after the cross. Again, the liberals, the children of the devil, and that's exactly what they are, will want to tell you that, well, you're not taking a life. It's a fetus. It's a thing. Amen. Well, you know what? Fetus cannot be found in the Bible. It's not a biblical word. That word fetus was created by the world. I want to remind you with what the Apostle John had to say about the world. He said in 1 John chapter 2 in verse 15, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world." Amen. So nowhere in the Bible do you see or find, amen, that word fetus ever mentioned. In fact, let's just see what the Bible calls what's in a woman's womb. First of all, let's turn to the Gospel of Luke. The Gospel of Luke in verse number 41. In Luke chapter 1, in verse 41, the Bible says, "And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary," here it is now, pay attention, "the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost." Now, it doesn't say the fetus leaped in her womb. It says the babe. And what was going on, we know that Mary went to see her cousin Elizabeth, who is the mother of John the Baptist. And Elizabeth at the time was carrying John the Baptist in her womb, the unborn child. And when the child heard the salutation that Mary gave his mother Elizabeth, that babe leaped. Amen. Not a fetus, a babe. Notice also in Genesis chapter 25. What I want you to see is I'm using the Bible, amen, as a hammer. And this point about abortion, I'm nailing it down for you. Okay? What does the Bible have to say? I don't care what medical doctors have to say. I don't care what the politicians have to say. I don't care what the educators have to say. I don't care what the scientists have to say. The only thing I care about is what does the Word of God have to say? Amen. You know, I think the problem is most Christians today get so used to spending hour after hour in front of that boob tube, the television set, amen, and they're lazy because they allow people to just tell them what's going on, amen, and they just take it as the truth, amen. Genesis chapter 25. Genesis chapter 25 with me. In Genesis chapter 25, in verse number 22, and it's talking about the twin brothers, Esau and Jacob. Notice, in talking about Rebekah, their mother. Genesis 25, verse 22. "And the children struggled together with her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord." Here they are in the womb. Amen. Not born yet. And notice again, they're not called an embryo. They're not called a fetus. They're called children. Children. Human beings. Amen. Inside the womb, not outside. Look at it, Judges with me. Judges, chapter 13, the book of Judges. And I hope and pray that you're taking these references down, amen. So when you have someone come up to you and say, well, it's a fetus. Well, that's not what the Bible says. You know, the problem with Christians today is they know what the television says, they know what the newspapers say in the magazines, but they don't know what the Bible has to say. Amen. You know, the cults know more of their doctrine, which is false, than the average Christian today knows about sound doctrine. Amen. Judges chapter 13, talking about Samson. "For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb." See that? The child. Not the fetus. Not the embryo. Not the thing. But the child. See, what's interesting, we're not just taking one isolated verse, one case. There is just so much evidence that is not a fetus. It's a human being, amen, that's inside the womb. Look at in Jeremiah, Jeremiah the prophet. Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1. In verse number 4 and 5. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. So we see, if that was a fetus, how could God know Jeremiah? How could he know him? Amen? Looking in Isaiah chapter 49. Isaiah chapter 49. In verse number 5. Isaiah chapter 49, verse number 5. And now saith the Lord that formed me from the womb to be his servant. Formed me. God formed. Amen. Not a fetus. A human form. Amen. Look in Psalm 139. Psalm 139. Psalm 139 talks about the birth of David. As we turn there, Psalm 139. And in Psalm 139, let's begin in verse number 13. Psalm 139. Beginning in verse 13. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. Doesn't sound like a fetus to me. Now the Bible says the life of the flesh is in the blood. Now the unborn has blood. So the unborn has life. An abortion according to Genesis chapter 9 and verses 5 and 6 is abortion. It's the shedding of blood. The shedding of innocent blood is what's happening in this country. Murder. The blood of these unborn infants cry out to God. Praise the Lord, they're in heaven. Amen. Because they didn't reach the age of accountability. Amen. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 27. You know, what kind of a Christian are you? Are you like Nicodemus, you know, come to Jesus by night Christian? Amen. When you're at work or wherever you are and these subjects come up about abortion, do you just sort of, you know, back down and not say anything because, oh, you don't want to offend anybody or they might not like you if you don't agree with them? Amen. What does the Bible have to say? You can tell someone when the Bible has to say about this, about abortion, the life of the flesh is in the blood. The unborn has blood. Amen. It's murder. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 25. This is what the Bible has to say about those doctors. Amen. Those doctors that get paid for abortion. Look at what it says. It says, Cursed be he that taketh reward to slay an innocent person. Deuteronomy 27:25. Cursed be he that taketh reward to slay an innocent person. And all the people shall say amen. You say amen to that out there? They're cursed. Amen. Someone that gets paid, rewarded for taking an innocent life. Amen. No, they're not going to get away with it. It looks like it, but no, they're not. Amen. So we see then, very clearly from the Word of God, that abortion is murder. And we should be against candidates that support abortion. Amen. And what I find interesting, you see it go hand in hand, is someone who's against capital punishment is for abortion. Amen. Because they consider capital punishment based on thou shalt not kill. But they don't believe, amen, that taking of an innocent life through abortion is murder. See? So as Christians, we should be supporting candidates that are against abortion, that are pro-life, not pro-choice. And it shouldn't be pro-choice, it should be pro-murder, because that's what it is. They're for murder. Pro-murder, not pro-choice. Amen? Let's move on to the next issue. I think we've used the Bible enough as a hammer to nail that issue of abortion down. Amen? Gambling. So-called legalized gambling. We should support candidates that are against legalized gambling. Why? Well, because the Bible is against gambling, period. Did you know that gambling is America's fastest growing vice? Destroying lives and taking people's money. Amen. Look at what it says in Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs chapter 13 with me. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse number 11. It says, wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. Now, when it says here in verse 11 again, wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished. Vanity means nothing or no effort. And what it says is, those who gained wealth by no effort, which would be through gambling, amen. If you speak to most of these people who have won, their life is worse off. Amen. They're not better. People are always hounding them for money, amen. Ways to invest their money. Trying to rob them or do something or trying to get that money away from them, amen? Another thing we want to see about gambling is gambling does oppress the poor. Look in the book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 16. He that oppresseth the poor to increase his riches, he that giveth to the rich shall surely come to want. Those who participate most, be it in the lottery or the gambling, going to the casinos or the reservations, amen, they're hoping to go from rags to riches, amen. And the poor are the ones that play, amen, the lottery and so forth and so on. And what gambling is doing is giving to the rich, the owners of the casino, amen. That's right. That's who's getting rich. Those people that own the casinos, amen. And the state, amen, that runs the lotteries, amen. Bible also says in Proverbs verse 11, or chapter 11, verse 1, a false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. And a false balance, amen. Most of these games at these casinos are rigged, amen, in favor of the casino owners, amen. They're rigged. The odds are against the person playing that game or playing the lottery, amen. That's right. That's absolutely, I mean, that's common knowledge. Common knowledge. But someone that's poor thinks they're gonna make a bundle without any effort. Amen. That's right. Diverse weights and diverse measures, both of them are like abomination to the Lord. Different measures. Different weights. The rigging of these games that games of chance. Amen. They call them. Is an abomination to God. Now God established how man was to earn a living after his fall in the Garden of Eden. We go back to Genesis chapter 3 and verse 19. And we read this. Genesis chapter 3 verse 19. In the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, until dust thou shalt return. That's why sometimes you hate to go to work in the morning, amen? You're tired out. It's supposed to be that way because of the fall in the Garden of Eden. Man is to work by the sweat, to earn a living by the sweat of his brow, not to earn it through no effort, amen? Don't listen to the game shows on the TV or these casinos or the lottery or whatever, amen? Listen to what the Word of God says. And we should support candidates, amen? We should support candidates because the Word of God says we should support candidates that are against gambling, period, legalized or otherwise. Amen. Well, we're just about out of time here on the pastor's study. I have some more comments, and we'll try to finish them up next time on our series here in studies on how to vote. Amen. Hopefully by the time that we're through with this study on how to vote, you'll know which candidates to vote for because on how they stand upon these issues according to what the Word of God has to say. So once again, I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the pastor's study. This is Brother Gino. Until we meet again on the pastor's study, my prayer is that God will richly bless each and every one of you and stay in the book. Be faithful to reading and studying your Bible. Amen. And supporting the local church through your tithes and offerings. Amen. And supporting your local pastor, giving him double honor that labors in the Word of God. That's all for today. Until we meet again, good day.